shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, and guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star.
Amen. Good Sunday morning to you. We appreciate you tuning in and listening to the program. Thank God for the outreach that we have from Gospel Way Baptist Church, and we appreciate you listening. We thank God for those that are listening to the program from week to week. We always want to try to come with some songs that'll uplift the Lord and a message that'll point you to the Lord, and we hope that's what we're able to do from week to week. Like we did the last couple of weeks, we'll play a couple songs by the Rochesters, and we hope that's a blessing and encouragement to you. We thank God for this group that from South Carolina goes across country taking the gospel and in song, and we thank God for them, and we hope the songs are a blessing. Some of them are familiar Christmas songs, and others are original songs that they wrote, and we just hope that the message is coming forth in the song as well. But we'll go to a message also that's preached from our pulpit several weeks ago, and it's entitled Serious Seekers. And thank God that we can serve the Lord, we can seek after Him, and I trust that's what we're doing all year long. And we did mention in that message about the wise men and thinking about that they came to seek after the Lord, and we still need wise men that'll seek after Christ today. And I trust you have done that and are doing that in these days. I want to invite you to come and be in service with us. Our church is located at 3904 Tryon Courthouse Road in Cherville. We're on Highway 274, just south of the city limits of Cherville. And we invite you to come and be in service with us at any time. Bible school's at 10 o'clock, and then preaching at 11, as well as 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. And we invite you to come and be in service with us even today. and come pray, and the Lord will meet with us and encourage our heart in these days. And then on Wednesday night, we have our prayer meeting and Bible study, and we always look forward to coming and meeting in the house of God in the middle of the week there. But we want to go to the next song, like we said, and into the message, and we hope that it's an encouragement and a blessing to you today. And we pray that you'd have truly a Merry Christmas at this time. Passage of scripture, and that throughout the book of Proverbs, there's a lot we can see about the blessings of God and the goodness of God. I thought about just what we said a while ago, what a privilege to have God's word and to apply it to our life and to read it. And that's the way this verse starts off here, or this chapter starts off. It says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words," we've got something to receive from the Lord. We've got something that'll help us and sustain us in these days if we will just be in a position to hear what the Lord has for us. He says in verse 2, "Incline thine ear unto wisdom, applying thine heart to understanding." He said, "Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searcheth for her as for hid treasure, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find
the knowledge of God. Notice in verse 4 he said, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures. What sounds pretty serious, don't it? Searching and digging out, searching after hid treasures and seeking after her as for silver. I want to talk to you this morning about serious seekers, okay? Serious seekers. There, the Bible tells us a lot about seeking after the Lord. And I know there's other places we can look, and the other direction is, you know, the Lord is seeking for somebody to serve Him and everything. But I'm convinced that probably He's seeking for those that are seeking after Him. Amen. You've got to, we have that free moral agent that we have the opportunity to seek after God and to come to the Lord and be saved. I know the Holy Spirit of God is seeking after us and dealing with us, but then if we don't come to Him, you know, and mean business with the Lord, then it does us no good. You know, we say, you know, the Lord found us, but, you know, we find a treasure in the Lord, and we find peace in the Lord, and we find it in salvation and in serving Him and living for Him. There's a lot the Word of God has to say, I know, about that in this flesh, you know, the flesh doesn't desire the things of God. That's the natural man doesn't desire the things of the Lord and doesn't seek after the things of God. I realize that. I think about what the Scripture says in Psalms 14 and verse 2. It says, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there's any that did understand and seek God. It said, the Lord looked down to see if there's any had understanding and sought after God. And the next verse is a sad verse. It says, they are all gone aside. They are all together becoming filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. In that, in this old flesh, that this old man, the Adamic nature, doesn't seek after the things of God, doesn't seek after the Lord. There has to be the Holy Spirit come by and touch that heart and touch that intellect and get us started on the right direction, and that spirit that within us, that light, if you will, as John chapter 1 puts it, that light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world, that's when we start on a great journey to seek after the Lord and find what we need from the Lord. But I'm convinced we have to be a serious seeker. Bible tells us even from that premise that Romans chapter 1 and chapter 2 and 3 and on through there begins to clearly tell us there's none good, no, not one. And bases that scripture in Psalms 14 that we read, and it says there, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of that sin is death. And the Bible clearly paints the picture that because of one man, sin entered in the world, and death by sin, so that death passed upon all men. We're in a bad shape and a bad predicament if we don't come to the light of Jesus Christ, if we don't come to the Lord. What a sad situation. I mean, the Bible clearly teaches us that no man at first seeketh after God, but God, in His mercy and His grace, praise God, comes to where we are and picks us up out of the muck and the mire and points us in the right direction. Oh, hey, we're not seeking after Him, but if we'll be serious about this thing, we can seek after the Lord and we can find Him and we can find peace for our souls, praise God. I mean, there's a lot that's found here in Proverbs chapter 2. Amen. I mean, here in Proverbs 2, it talks about, hey, if we're serious about it, we can find wisdom. Look at verse 6 there. It says, the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. We're serious about it. We can get wisdom from the Lord. We can get knowledge from the Lord. We can get understanding from the Lord. Even though as a whole mankind, the Lord looks down and says, they don't understand and they don't seek after Me. Thanks be unto God, when we come to the light, when we come to the Lord, amen, we can have wisdom and understanding and knowledge. Not only that, but I'm not going to preach this whole chapter, but I thought about a couple other verses down in verse 6:11, it tells us another thing that we can receive as a serious seeker. It says discretion. It says discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. Praise God for the enlightenment we can have from the Lord, and God can help us in our direction in our life. Back in verse 8, the Bible says, He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the ways of the saints. Praise God. There's security also in seeking after the Lord and finding Him, because now we've got somebody to lean on. Now we've got somebody to put our faith and trust in. Hey, praise God. It's different now. You get saved, praise God. It's different now after trusting Him, living for Him. The Lord commands us. I believe the Word of God commands us to seek after Christ. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, and it says, "Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. He that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened." The sad thing about it is, though, so many times when we try to do right, try to go in the right direction, try to seek after God, this old nature creeps up, the devil creeps up, the flesh creeps up, the world creeps up and pulls us away from the things of God so many times. Paul even said it like this in Romans 7. He said, "I find in a law that when I would do good, evil is always present." He said, "I'm trying to seek after the Lord. I'm trying to go after the things of God. But there's always something there that's a hindering me and a stopping me." But I want to talk to you a little bit about some rewards for those that seek after the Lord. Rewards for serious seekers, if you will. First of all, I want to say a reward is salvation. Amen. Praise God, my name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise the Lord. Amen. Things have been made right in the sight of God. I've come to Him for salvation. I've sought after Him. I sought and looked in this world, looked in other things, and looked in religion, and looked in other places, but it couldn't fill that void. It couldn't fill that gap till I come to Jesus and looked at the cross of Calvary, looked at Jesus and what He'd done for me, and He come up on from the grave that third day, praise God. I put my faith and trust in Him, and I believed that I could make it and I could follow after Him. Hey, there's some that are not seeking after the Lord, but the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:13, "And ye shall seek me and find me." Now, there's other passages that says they seek after me and not find me. What's the problem? The heart wasn't right. But here it says, "Ye shall seek me and find me when ye search for me with all your heart." Amen. Praise God. Get your heart into it. Hey man, the Bible says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. There's been a repentance, there's been a change, there's been a change of that old sinful heart. You're not eradicated that sin nature. We still got to take that flesh around with us. But thanks be unto God, now we're made anew in Christ Jesus. Now old things have passed away and all things have become new. Thank God for a serious seeker that says, "I'm going to search after the Lord with my whole heart till I find Him, till I find that peace that I need in my heart." The Bible tells us in Acts 17 and verse 27, the Bible says that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after Him and find Him. Though, I like this part, though He be not far from every one of us. Amen. He's closer than the problems that we pull into our life and the things that we get into our life to fill that void and that gap. He's even closer than that. He's closer than alcohol and drugs that we could pull into our life. He's closer than evil associations we could pull into our life. He's closer than religion and everything else. He's right there at our mouth. If we just confess Him and trust Him, we can be saved. Amen. Thank God for serious seekers that can come to the Lord and find salvation. They that seek me, hey, they'll find me. Not only that, but second of all, let me say, another reward for serious seekers is sufficiency. Thank God He's able to supply our need. We preached about this last Sunday, hallelujah. Thank God for His blessings and His goodness on us and His mercy to us. And amen, I preached at chapel this past week at Bible College, and I thought about that passage of Scripture. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. We've got so much to thank Him for and to praise Him for. Hallelujah. Thank God for His blessings. I pray that we didn't go past this past week without praising Him and thanking Him, giving Him glory and praise, and realizing we couldn't do nothing without Him. We couldn't have a big feast and a big meal. Praise God. Johnny was telling me about his predicament. He's had to go to about 3 or 4 Thanksgiving dinners. I said, Lord, you should have informed me earlier and I could have helped you with that. I mean, that's a good problem to have, ain't it? You got to gather over here and gather over there and gather over yonder and have several meals. Praise the Lord. Thank God for His blessings on us. Amen. His sufficiency. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 8, I believe it is. And I may have the wrong verse wrote down here. Amen. I do that every once in a while. Or that computer messes it up or something. I don't know what happens. But thanks be unto God for His supply, His goodness to us. Amen. The Lord's able to supply and take care of the need, whatever it might be. God's able to do more than we can ask or think. Ain't that good? It can't get no better than that. Nobody else can do that. Nobody else can do for you what Jesus has done for you. Amen. Nobody else can supply like He can supply and like He has supplied for us. Amen. I think about there was another passage of Scripture that I had in mind over in the book of Matthew chapter 7. And I think last week I read one of these verses. I read there in chapter 6 and verse 33. But I want to back up and read a couple more verses, kind of give you the idea of this. Here's what he's talking about. And I know maybe there's a lot of things that we can look at and apply and think about, you know, putting the Lord first and seeking His will and everything. But the thought that he's talking about is that God's able to take care of even the smallest need in your life. God's able to take care of every need in your life. I mean, in fact, he goes on in that passage to talk to us about the fowls of the air and the lilies of the field and the grass of the field, all these different things. Amen. God's taking care of all of it. All of it's in motion. Everything's going all right. Amen. According to the plan of God. And the same thing can happen in our very lives, in our needs. Matthew 6 and verse 31, the Bible says, Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whitherall shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. He knows your need. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Praise God. Thank God for His sufficiency. Thank God for His supply. Thank God for His blessings on us. Hallelujah. That's a reward of a serious seeker. The Bible tells us in the Scriptures we read, thank God for a serious seeker of salvation. Thank God for a serious seeker of sufficiency. And then thirdly, let me say, thank God for a serious seeker, there's another reward. You get to serve Him. Your service to the Lord. Thank God for the opportunities we have to come and to worship the Lord and leave to serve the Lord and live for Him. And maybe that's a part of our service too. It's all to the glory of God as we come and we worship Him. I think I couldn't help but think about there in Matthew chapter 3, and I preached before about those worshipers over there, and you know there was several times the word worship's mentioned there in Matthew chapter 3, and it's the first time it's mentioned in the New Testament. And the Bible tells us that in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness, and the Scripture goes on to tell us about him coming and preparing the way of the Lord. And before that, chapter 2, before that, the Bible tells of Jesus that he was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to," there's that word, "worship him."
Amen.
I want to say praise God for those seeking worshipers. They're seeking after the Lord and our service for the Lord. Hey, God gives us those opportunities and gives us that privilege to serve Him and to live for Him. If we'll just seek after Him. Think about these men that came. And you know, somebody said wise men still seek after Christ. Amen. Wise men are still seeking after the Lord. And wise women are still seeking after God in this day. That's what we should be doing. But they traveled from afar. They traveled from a long distance to come and to see the Lord and to fall down before Him and give their gifts before God and worship Him and lift His name up. They were serious about seeking after the Lord and finding Him. Think about the months of preparation. Think about the time that it took. Think about all that went into them preparing to come and to see the Lord. Praise God, they were serious. We need to be serious about our service before the Lord. I think about Paul, and as he said, amen, several times he talked about God's call on his life and God separating him and using him. In Galatians, he said this. He said in Galatians 1:15, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace to reveal His Son in me that I might preach Him among the heathen." He said, it pleased God to separate me and call me and give me a service and give me something to do and give me an opportunity to serve the Lord. What a privilege we have. We ought to be serious seekers after the Lord. Say, "Lord, what direction you want me to go? Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, what's your desire for my life? What's your will for my life? I want to be following in it. I want to be busy doing it." And I believe He'll give you an answer. I believe He'll give us an answer in these days. Amen. All along the way, He'll do that. Last of all, let me give you another thought. And a lot of times, maybe this is the problem. Sometimes I hear about folks that, you know, they're seeking after and looking after the will of God and God's direction for their life. And I understand what they're talking about. But we don't need to fail to do just what we're supposed to be doing all along. We don't need to come to a point that we slack up here and slack up there. And no, we need to stay busy for the cause of Christ. We need to, hey, praise God. Let me say that a serious seeker, another reward of a serious seeker is to be sanctified, is to be set apart for the service of God. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for sufficiency. Thank God for our service to the Lord. But not only that, thank God for our sanctification. Thank God He's able to separate us in sanctification. That scares people sometimes. You use that word sanctification. And then when you start talking about being holy, that really scares them. You say, "Preacher, we're not holiness. We're bad." Well, it's not talking about a denomination. It's a biblical principle here. It's a biblical principle about us living right and doing right. Sanctified just means being set apart. We're set apart in two ways. We're set apart away from the world. And that's the focus. A lot of times we say, "Oh man, you're preaching against this and preaching against that and these things and this and doing that and going there and wearing that and saying that." And yeah, but the good thing is you're set apart unto God. You're set apart unto the Lord. The Lord says, "That's my peculiar people. That's my special people. That's the ones that I've drawn unto myself. That's the ones that are a clean vessel I can use for my glory and for my honor." Hallelujah. Amen. That's the best thing to look about it. Amen. We were talking about that before in, I believe, a Bible class, and saying, you know, sometimes we just want to give people a lot of don'ts without giving them some do's.